Good morning. Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I work over in the fraud division. May I have your first and last name?
My name is Faye Edwards.
Okay, thank you. And what's your zip code, please?
28753.
Okay, and Leonard would be your husband?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. Okay, give me just a moment. All right, and may I have you to verify the shipping address for me?
107 Pine Hollow Drive, Marshall, North Carolina.
All right, thank you. And also, can you verify the email address for me?
edwacounting@yahoo.com.
And thank you for that as well, ma'am. So this account here was opened the 18th of December. It was a sweepstake offer that was taken for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. Do you recall ever doing a sweepstake offer?
No.
Okay. All right. So that's where it's coming from. Looks like someone did a sweepstake offer for a Dyson vacuum cleaner. They was enter your the information was entered into the drawing to see if the Dyson vacuum cleaner could be won. But it does also give out a charge of $49.89 that goes to a Bike Hubs. Now, and you do have those charges for January and February as well. Now, what we do is, and here is, we'll take the IP address that's associated on this account. We do have to do a thorough investigation for any refunds that's issued on this account. So we do send the IP address over to your local police department. They'll run the IP address through their system to let us know who's the owner of the IP address, the type of device that it belongs to, and then the time and the location that the person was in when they first initially signed it for the service. So once the investigation is over with, then we'll be able to issue refunds. If this account doesn't belong to you or your husband, then we'll be able to issue the refunds on this account. But the investigation has to be done first.
Okay.
But we did cancel it so that nothing else is charged to it.
Okay. The reason it's so funny is because we only have two rooms in the whole house that has carpet in it. We're redoing the floors. We've got, it's not hardwood, but it's like laminate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I don't think he did it, but I don't know.
Right.
And he doesn't remember. So I need to, you know, I'm trying to find out, okay, I don't think he did. But I don't know for sure that he didn't. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Now, we have a phone number on this account. It has the phone number as 828-689-2716.
That's the office number. So, I don't know. I don't know if he did or not. And sometimes if he's on the computer, things will pop up and he thinks he's got it canceled off or not go into that account, and it comes up anyway. So I don't know. Like I said, I just don't know for sure. And
yes, ma'am.
And he does not remember doing it. So I'm trying to figure out what to do. Okay, so let's just go ahead and see if it comes back to him.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. We can do that.
Because, like I said, I don't know for sure because he's on the computer and I'm in the other room sometimes on my computer.
Yes, ma'am.
Reading a book or
something different. Right. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, so you'll call me back and let me know if you find out or...
So what happens is within 2 to 3 weeks, the corporate office would be the one that will reach out to you. Now, we have the number on there, which you said is the office number. Is that an okay number? Do I need to change it out to a different number?
That's the physical phone number for the office, and we've not been in the office since July.
Okay, you want to put a different number on here?
Yeah, let's put the home 828 689-4499.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I have that number for you. I got it put down there.
Okay. Thank you.
You're more than welcome, ma'am. And thank you so much for calling customer service, and you enjoy the rest of your day.
You said our sheriff's department will contact us? Or?
So they're so basically the police department in your city and state is the one that does the that runs the IP address through their system. Once that investigation is over with, then they'll send all the information back over to our corporate office. So our corporate office would be the one that will reach out to you.
Okay. And this happened in?
December the 18th. Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's what I have on my paperwork. That's what I wrote it down at 217 and 119. Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You are more than welcome. And thank you again for calling customer service. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.